if you have a good product, if it meets a need in the marketplace there, marketing can happen without a lot of effort and a lot of energy there. This is super relevant because if you're trying to grow your business, you have to have marketing. You don't have to have advertising. But if you want to be the kind of business that grows with marketing and without advertising, I do think there's common ingredients there. Welcome to Marketing with Matt. If you're an entrepreneur or business owner looking to create more margin in your life and business, you're in the right place. For more after the show, be sure to check out profitmoreworkless.com. Happy day that ends in Y to all of you at home or at the gym. We're going to answer one of the most asked questions on the internet. In our category, are marketing and advertising the same thing? And I definitely think as you start to wander into this world of, you know, growing a business and the function of how you can grow a business, these are sometimes used interchangeably, and it can be kind of confusing to understand just what are they? Are they the same thing? Where's the line? Why is there a distinction? Why are there two words? What should we even do about this? And so, on the surface, I'll say my understanding is it's kind of like a square and a rectangle, right? Where all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares. And to continue the metaphor, marketing is the rectangle, advertising is the square. So marketing, as I've defined it, is just the process of connecting people with other people who have a product or a service, something to sell. It's the connection. Marketing is the connection that's created there. This is why you've got so many subcategories in marketing. You have affiliate marketing. You've got like paid marketing. You've got organic marketing. You have content marketing. All of these things that you can do, which connect people to other people. So connect one side, they've got something to sell, and one side, they potentially may want to buy it or receive that value. It's just the connection is what's happening there when we talk about the marketing efforts there is how do you connect a brand or a business or just people with something to sell to other people who might want to buy or receive that value. Advertising, as the square to the rectangle of marketing, is typically the outwards promotion. And this is, I think, categorically paid. It is paid advertising. This is where you get the shorthand for ads. advertorials, like all of these things were paid versions of that connection. When you are advertising, you are typically paying for someone else's network to gain that reach. So that's what happens on Facebook. They have a network of people who could be your ideal audience. They say, if you pay, we will allow you to advertise. We will place you in front of our audience, and then you can continue this effort of connection, right? This is why messaging and copy and all those things are important, because advertising can accelerate your visibility, but it doesn't necessarily accelerate your attractiveness, right? You can run a lot of it can be ineffective at anything, but I see folks become disheartened about marketing because they will start off advertising and not experience this magical leverage that's sometimes heard of where I put a dollar in and I get $2 out. What's guaranteed is exposure. They guarantee they're going to put you in front of people. What's not guaranteed is that it's the right people or that you have the right message or that your offer is even compelling. And so as we think about marketing and advertising, this is where I'm not actually the best, I would say, at advertising. But from a marketing component, this is one of the things that I've studied heavily, seen in so many different venues and examples there. And it really then, for me, poses the question, does everybody need advertising and marketing? And I don't think every business needs advertising and marketing, but I 1000% believe that every business needs marketing, right? So to the square and the rectangle. And so let me give you a great example of I don't know what their market cap is now, billion dollar valued business that did $0 in advertising. It is OpenAI. So ChatGPT is a great example of a billion-dollar innovation that had, I think it still holds the record for the fastest amount of new users added to a platform of any platform, social media or otherwise. And they did it with zero advertising. They are entirely product-led marketing. What happened? People told other people about the product. They also launched and it was free, right? So here was a free innovation to like engage with it in this sort of like text to AI engagement platform. And so initially wasn't fast because there was monetization. There was no monetization, which is typically the case. You know, Facebook in the early days, they didn't monetize. They worried about adoption, not monetization. And you could go back and actually say Facebook is another example where it had a network effect. And so they did a ton of marketing. They created initially brand champions on the campus. They would go to people of influence at universities, get them to adopt the platform and trust that sort of, it was like affiliate marketing, but there was no commission involved. There was no payment exchange. It was just like they got users of the platform to champion the platform. And so, and I say they got, sometimes it just is incidental. If you have a good product, if it meets a need in the marketplace there, marketing can happen without a lot of effort and a lot of energy there. And so OpenAI is a great recent example. Zero advertising to start and wild effective marketing and adoption of the product. And this is super relevant because if you're trying to grow your business, you have to have marketing. You don't have to have advertising. But if you want to be the kind of business that grows with marketing and without advertising, I do think there's common ingredients there that go into that. So usually the cost to value proposition there, your value exchange is far exceeds average. So what do I mean by this? I don't think there's exactly a scientific metric of like the appropriate value exchange, but we've seen this. Let's go burgers. And you go and you buy the burger and it's a $20 burger. And you're like, wow, this is really good. But you're like, how much would I possibly pay for this? You're like 25, maybe 30. So it's like my value exchange felt like it was better than what I paid, which is why I enjoyed it, but not disproportionately so. And you see restaurants with new burgers and they probably have to do a lot of advertising to get significant traction there. Let's go the other end of the price spectrum to like In-N-Out. And I still think the price for a burger, it's definitely single digit dollars. Like you can get, I'd be curious to see what it is, but it's like, I actually don't quite know if like with the fries, $4, $5, $6. Still, it is probably one of the cheaper burgers you can buy in California. And it seems like all times of day, there's a line of like 25 cars, at least. Every In-N-Out I ever see, I'm like, there's a line of at least 25 cars. And I can't even imagine what's going on the inside. The parking lot's full. And so what's happening? Are they doing a lot of advertising? Like, no. Is marketing happening? Absolutely. Why? Because the value exchange, what I paid versus what I received, is higher than average. It's not like this is slightly better than what I paid. It is, I would pay six times what the price was. And what happens there? People are naturally more willing to share when there's a high value exchange. Just from brand championing, those things that have a disproportionate value exchange or an irregular value exchange are much more shareable. And this is why free beats everything. So they're comparing ChatGPT to every other thing they've paid for. And they're like, this one's free. So it's obviously going to be better than average. Now that's not guaranteed. Like just making yourself free doesn't mean it's going to be better than average, but you know, hypothetically, it's definitely a component that works into it. So value exchange is better than average. It is portable and memorable. So there are certain things. I'll give you an example of a free product that does not have, they actually still do run marketing for it. There's a product called Microsoft Clarity in the marketing world. It is a basically an analytics overlay for getting, oh, well, I'll say it's a competitor to a product called Hotjar. And so Hotjar, maybe it was one of the early movers in there where it gives you website analytics, gives you heat maps of what's going on. Microsoft Clarity, totally free. Microsoft charges nothing for it, but it is not portable and memorable. Like honestly, more people would be like, oh, Hotjar. Honestly, in the naming and the positioning, they probably get more traffic and more traction for a paid product version than Microsoft does copying exactly what they do and offering it for free, because trying to describe what's happening or even being able to like convey the value that's being received there, it feels clunky. It's not as portable and memorable. And so, you know, you see this in ChatGPT. There was a phrase there. There was like a naming convention that felt like, oh, I could pass this along. There actually was a little bit of confusion. People would mix up like the GBT, GPT, you know, just understanding what letters were being used. But the more portable and memorable the product is, the name of the product is, the better this happens there. And so you see this like other brands that do this really well. The naming convention clearly conveys what it is and you want to share it. In-N-Out as a brand, they've got a very shareable brand. They intentionally do things that have a vibe that's shareable. It's portable, it's memorable. So extra value, some portable and memorable aspect to it. And then I think the network effect. If there is something of a network effect in your product, you end up having to do less advertising and marketing. Still happens. You still got to do it, but like essentially your customers, it becomes product-led marketing there. And so what do I mean by network effect? It gets better the more people that use it and share with it. And so consumables are kind of in this space. This is weird to think about, but I feel connection and community when other people participate in the same things I do. So if I'm choosing what restaurant I want to go to, if everybody's like, I want to go to In-N-Out, that is a value add. If we're all on the same page of we want In-N-Out. So actually advocating for other people to have the same flavor preferences as me or seeing the same value exchange there actually makes my life easier because we like to eat in community there. Like restaurants can have a network effect. With ChatGPT, they created like OpenAI, is this their shared, I forget what they call them. You create your own GPTs basically. And you can only share them if someone has the account. So now people are creating value on the platform. And how many people can I help? Well, the more they use the platform. And so there's this network effect that goes on. I got to give credit to another thing that I'm seeing have wild network effect. And we've talked about it previously on the show, or maybe another show is school. So in the community space, school grew intentionally with having people create communities and they invited people to the community and then put them on the platform. So a community is obviously more valuable the more people that are in the community, just like Facebook. And it actually becomes a defense against newcomers because where do you want to go? Do you want to go to some other random platform where no one's there? There's not a lot of activity. Like this would be, I don't know what Clubhouse is doing these days, but I imagine if I go over to Clubhouse, it's a little bit crickets. And I'd be like, what am I even doing over here? Like, why am I engaging in this? Because if you're on a platform that inherently has more people and it's community driven, or there's a network effect where the more people that are using it, the more you enjoy it, the more value you receive from it, you typically get to do less advertising. So if I look at that, the value exchange, just making it portable and memorable, and then introducing some sort of like network effect where the more people that use it, the better it gets, you can benefit from not having to use as much advertising and able to leverage some other forms of kind of organic marketing, product-led marketing, and even content. Based marketing and sometimes user generated content there in your marketing where people will champion it themselves because of those three components that are working in your favor. Thanks for tuning in for this week's Marketing with Matt. Check out profitmoreworkless.com to learn how we create high margin marketing. Also, if you know someone who'd enjoy the podcast, feel free to make a recommendation. I'm sure they'll thank you for it. Okay, bye for now.